Sunday, January 3rd. Still at Camp David all morning. Didn't hear anything from the president. He left at noon. I got home about 3, and the president had been trying to call. He didn't have anything particularly urgent. Wanted to shift the Tuesday schedule around and maybe add the cabinet to the meeting with the governors or have a separate cabinet meeting first. Then talked a little about plans for the California schedule, the game plan for the State of the Union. He wants to be sure that that's really set up through Ehrlichman. Also, game plan for the National Committee meeting, January 15th, to be sure we get a good positive result out of that. He had had a long talk with Kissinger, apparently, who is very worried about Tony Lake and his defection. And the president had to give Henry a big pitch, trying to make the point that these people are just seeking power and that there's no reason to be disturbed about that kind of thing. It's too late to worry about it after it's happened. He pushed the line that brave men die only once, but cowards die 1,000 times, and made the point that we have to keep our people from consulting their fears, and we can't keep worrying about things after they've happened. He does want me to talk to Haig about the necessity to keep their people cranked up, that they can't just run a tough show in their staff. They have to give them some inspiration and uplift also. Along that line, he wants me to do the same thing in every morning staff meeting, because he's concerned that even though we don't feel there's any staff morale problem, there is to some degree always that danger, and especially among the people that travel in the Washington social set, etc. He made the point that very few personalities are as immune, tough, and thick as he and I are to criticism and attacks, and most people don't respond in a vigorous, upbeat way to these things as we do. So I have to keep working, he feels, with the other staff. He feels we especially need this because of so much of the media being so strongly against us. He seemed to be in pretty good spirits and was obviously just taking a break during his work period on getting ready for tomorrow night. End of January 3rd.